Hello and welcome to the better weather. Get ready for the rain. A little before dawn, temperatures reach a low of 43, and then a little after dawn, the rain begins and continues through the day, almost until dark. At about 1 p.m., temperatures peak at 52 degrees. Chances of thunder are greatest, and rainfall rates begin to fall slowly till about 4 p.m. Overnight comes the fun. Thanks to our West Coast correspondent, Brian, we are aware of a potential bomb cyclone, which occurs when an extreme low pressure and rapidly strengthening storms form. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, snow will be around. As temperatures bottom out in the mid-30s, just before dawn tomorrow, the system passes through, likely dropping a mix of snow and rain before vacating around 9 a.m. New England is going to get the brunt of it, with some sizable snowfalls predicted. The next high tides will be at 4:45 p.m. and tomorrow at 5:11 a.m. The next low tides will be at 11:07 a.m. and at 11:24 p.m. Water temperature will be 50 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:10 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:23 a.m. Looking way up, we see three near-Earth objects are expected today. The largest is 162 meters wide, traveling at 18.6 kilometers per second. Should it actually collide with us, it would produce as much energy as the largest nuclear weapon on planet Earth. Researchers have reported the first detection of a jet emerging from two colliding galaxies, the first photographic proof that merging galaxies can produce jets of fast-moving charged particles. Solar wind speed is currently 419 kilometers per second at 2.4 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. There have been 4 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.